This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. The new year doesn't necessarily require a new you. Sometimes it just asks for a less burdened you. For a lot of us, January brings reflection. We start noticing the things we've been carrying, pressure to have it all figured out, perfectionism, self-doubt, old fears, or patterns we keep repeating in relationships or work. And one of the hardest parts is that when you're inside your own head, it can be really difficult to see what's actually weighing you down. That's where therapy can be helpful. Having an unbiased, trained perspective can make it easier to understand your emotions, your motivations, and the dynamics in your relationships. Not to fix who you are, but to help you move forward with more clarity and less heaviness. BetterHelp connects you with fully licensed therapists in the US who follow a strict professional code of conduct. They also do the initial matching work for you. You fill out a short questionnaire about your needs and preferences, and BetterHelp uses over 12 years of experience and an industry-leading match fulfillment rate to help pair you with the right therapist. And if it's not the right fit, you can switch to a different therapist at any time from their tailored recommendations. With over 30,000 therapists worldwide, BetterHelp has served more than 5 million people globally, and their live sessions average a 4.9 out of 5 rating based on over 1.7 million client reviews. BetterHelp makes it easy to get matched online with a qualified therapist. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com. That's betterhelp.com. Because a lot of the time, blocks appear when you're about to outgrow something. Have you noticed that? Maybe it's an identity or a rhythm or a way of doing things that used to work, but it just doesn't anymore. And your system knows it before your mind does. Uni. I like to think the universe knows it before we do. So it hits the brakes. And it's not because you're incapable or lazy or whatever, but it's because you're in a transition. And transitions, they are uncomfortable a lot of the time. They also don't come with instructions, obviously. And they don't care to announce themselves for whatever reason. Rude, I know. But they just feel like this vague sense of, yeah, I can't go back, but I don't know how to move forward yet. Which, by the way, is an extremely human place to be because we've all been there. Hello, hello, magical friends, yomis. My name is Raquel and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. All right, so let's talk about that feeling when things aren't exactly wrong, but they're also not exactly moving. You're not in a full-blown crisis. I mean, you're functioning and you're showing up and you're doing all the things, right? And yet something feels a little stuck. Or paused. Or like the energy just isn't flowing the way it usually does. And come on, we want that unstuck energy for 2026, right? That space, you know, the one. It's the space where you start asking yourself very reasonable questions like, am I blocked? Or am I burnt out? Do I need a breakthrough or something? Or this is honestly my personal favorite. Is this a sign from the universe right now? Or do I just need a nap? And usually when we hit that space, our instinct is to fix it, right? To move through it faster, to journal harder, to manifest louder, to figure out what we're doing so we can correct course and get back to feeling productive or aligned, right? Or at least mildly impressive to ourselves again. But today's Magic Monday is not about fixing anything. I honestly just want to talk about something a little softer. What if the thing you're calling a block isn't a problem at all, really? What if it's not here to stop you, but to teach you something? I know. I can already feel the gentle eye rolls through the ether right now, but please stay with me because I'm not talking about turning every uncomfortable feeling into a spiritual lesson or romanticizing struggle or pretending that everything happens for a reason in a way that bypasses real life. No, I'm talking about something more grounded. I'm talking about the idea that sometimes when momentum slows or clarity disappears, it's not because you've failed. It's because something in you is reorganizing. And we don't really talk about that part very much. We live in a world that's very good at celebrating movement, progress, growth, next steps. Yes, big reveals. Yes. We're less comfortable, though, with the quieter seasons, right? The ones that don't come with a clear label or timeline, or the ones where you're not moving backward, but you're also not charging ahead. So we label those seasons as blocks. They're blocks to us. Then we immediately try to bulldoze our way out of them. What I've been noticing lately in my own life and in conversations with friends is that these blocks tend to show up right before something shifts. This is a pattern I've seen. And it's not a dramatic movie montage type of shift or way. It's more subtle, an internal way, like an old version of you quietly packing its bags while a new one hasn't quite yet arrived. That in between can feel confusing, even frustrating, sometimes boring, honestly, but sometimes maybe tender. Sometimes you just want someone to tell you what to do next. So today, instead of trying to move past that space, I want to invite you to sit with it gently, curiously, with a little kindness, and yes, a little lightness too. And this isn't a lecture, obviously. This isn't a challenge. Just this is something I felt like talking about that one can listen to on a walk or in the car or while you're folding laundry. By the end of this episode, I'm not hoping that you'll have all the answers, obviously. I'm hoping, though, that you'll feel a little more at ease with wherever you are right now. And you give yourself a little grace and maybe a little less convinced that you're super blocked. But if you've been feeling blocked or paused or unsure lately, well, welcome. When it comes to feeding your baby, confidence is everything, and that's why I love Bobbie. Bobbie's organic European-style infant formulas are designed to support all feeding journeys, whether you're breastfeeding, combo feeding, exclusively formula feeding, or just keeping a backup can in the pantry. Bobbie is a brand that truly meets parents where they are. So what really stood out to me is how thoughtful Bobbie is about every detail. They only use carefully sourced ingredients backed by proven science, and every single batch goes through over 2,000 safety and quality checks before it ever leaves their U.S. manufacturing facility. That level of care makes such a difference when you're choosing what goes into your baby's bottle. Bobbie also offers a full suite of recipes and holds some of the most trusted certifications out there: USDA Organic, EU Organic, European Organic, Clean Label Project Purity Award, and Clean Label Project Certified Pesticide Free, a high quality infant formula you can genuinely feel good about. And parents aren't the only ones who love it. Bobbie has been recognized as Babylist's 2025 Top Choice Organic Formula and named 2025 Top Choice by Consumer Reports, which says so much about the trust they've built. I love that Bobbie was created by moms who couldn't find a formula that met their standards, so they made one that did. It's inclusive, intentional, and built to help parents feed with confidence no matter what their journey looks like. If you want to learn more, head to HiBobbie.com. That's HiBobbie.com, HiBobbie.com, to find the organic, clean, high-quality infant formula trusted by parents and loved by babies. January always hits me the same way. I come in with big intentions, you know, like focus more, actually finish what I start, stop feeling fried by noon. And then I realize my brain is already running 10 tabs at once before I even open my laptop. I love coffee, but too much of it makes me jittery, scattered, and honestly, more stressed than productive. And I don't have the time or energy to research supplements or build some complicated morning ritual. So that's why I've been loving Everyday Dose. It's coffee with benefits, real coffee, but enhanced with lion's mane, collagen, and nootropics. Lion's mane helps with natural focus, while L-theanine keeps the stress at bay, so I feel clear and calm instead of wired and anxious. It's become my go-to morning boost, especially right now when I actually want to follow through on my New Year's resolutions or really my goals for the year. So it takes about 30 seconds to make, tastes smooth, and gives me the kind of steady focus I wish coffee always did. Right now, get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, free peppermint mocha creamer plus, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/magic or use code MAGIC at checkout. So yeah, let's talk about our collective relationship with the word block, because the moment we label something as a block, it immediately becomes the enemy. We decide it's standing in our way, it's slowing us down, ruining our momentum, and generally being extremely rude because it's not welcome here. We don't really say like, okay, I wonder why this is here. Let's look at this. No, we usually honestly, I mean, I know I do. I usually say, how in the world do I get rid of this as quickly as possible? And honestly, I get it. We live in a culture that loves forward motion. Progress is celebrated. Productivity is rewarded. Growth is supposed to look like clarity and confidence and clean next steps. So when we hit a season where things feel foggy or slow or maybe uncertain, well, our nervous system starts whispering that something must be wrong. Enter the fixing frenzy. This is where we start doing things like overanalyzing our feelings, Googling symptoms of burnout at 2 a.m, or deciding that the answer is obviously a new planner or obviously a new workout routine or just a full personality reset, duh. Or we think, okay, if I can just identify the block, then I can heal it, obviously, release it, maybe alchemize it, or at the very least, passive-aggressively manifest it out of my life, thank you very much. But here's the thing, not everything that slows us down is broken. Sometimes what we're calling a block is actually our system saying, hey, we need a minute, please. And that doesn't always come in a neat or polite package. A lot of the time, blocks show up as resistance or procrastination, indecision, a weird lack of motivation for things you used to care about deeply, or that low-grade feeling of, I don't know what I want next, and I hate that I don't know. And instead of treating that as information, we treat it like a personal failure. We tell ourselves we're lazy or stuck or unmotivated or off our path. But what if, and just stay open here, what if some blocks aren't stopping you from moving forward, but stopping you from moving forward too fast? What if they're not here to derail your life, but just to protect it? Because a lot of the time, blocks appear when you're about to outgrow something. Have you noticed that? Maybe it's an identity or a rhythm or a way of doing things that used to work, but it just doesn't anymore. And your system knows it before your mind does. Uni. I like to think the universe knows it before we do. So it hits the brakes. And it's not because you're incapable or lazy or whatever, but it's because you're in a transition. And transitions, they are uncomfortable a lot of the time. They also don't come with instructions, obviously. And they don't care to announce themselves for whatever reason. Rude, I know. But they just feel like this vague sense of, yeah, I can't go back, but I don't know how to move forward yet. Which, by the way, is an extremely human place to be because we've all been there. And so if you're in this season right now, well, think of a time when you were in this season previously. What happened? We don't give that place a lot of grace when we're in that season. Instead, we often panic and we try to push through. We try to force clarity. We try to override our own pacing because slowing down feels like falling behind. And then we wonder why everything feels harder than it needs to be. So before we even talk about what blocks might be teaching us, I want to gently dismantle the idea that a block automatically means you're off track. Sometimes it just means You're between chapters, and sometimes it means the old way of doing things has expired and the new way hasn't fully revealed itself yet. And that pause, as frustrating as it can be, is often where the real shift begins. So in the next part, I want to explore what happens when we stop treating blocks like enemies and start getting curious about what they might actually be doing for us. What if the block isn't here to sabotage you? What if it's not a sign that you're doing something wrong or that you've lost your way or that you missed some cosmic memo? What if the block is actually on your side? I know that might not resonate to some of you right now. Might sound slightly unhinged, I guess, or something you'd roll your eyes at and immediately want to move on with your day. But stay with me, please, because I don't mean this in a mystical, everything happens for a reason way. I mean it in a very practical, nervous system way. Something that I think we all need to pocket, have this seed planted for when these moments in our lives arise. A lot of things that we call blocks are actually forms of protection. I mean, think about it. Resistance often shows up when something doesn't feel really safe yet, or when your body or your psyche senses that you're about to leap into something before you're fully resourced, or before you've let go of an old version of yourself that can't come with you. So the block steps in like an overprotective bouncer, right? Not because it hates you, but because it's checking IDs. It's like, hey, are we actually ready for this? Have we integrated the last chapter yet? Do we have the emotional bandwidth for what you're trying to take on next? And if the answer is no, or not yet, or not like this, then, well, everything slows down. The motivation dips, the clarity fogs, the spark goes quiet. And instead of listening to that information, we usually try to override it. And we say, no, we're fine. We can push. We've pushed before. But just because you can push doesn't always mean you should. Sometimes the block is asking for presence, not pressure. Another way to think about this is that blocks often show up when you're still carrying an old story about who you are or who you need to be that no longer fits the life you're trying to grow into. So there's the internal tug of war happening. One part of you is ready for more space and more truth, more ease, more alignment. And another part is still clinging to the familiar, right? The version of you that knows how to survive and perform and please or stay safe. That tension doesn't mean you're broken. It means you're evolving. And evolution is awkward. It's rarely efficient and it doesn't care about your timeline. Which is maybe why it feels so uncomfortable to sit in. And here's something else that I've also noticed is that a lot of blocks show up right after we've been moving fast for a long time. So when we've been producing, going, achieving, holding it together, being the capable one, eventually something in you says, oh, okay, pause. We need to catch up to ourselves. And instead of calling that wisdom, we call it a block. So if you've been feeling resistant or unmotivated or unsure or maybe even strangely disconnected from things that used to excite you, well, I want to offer you a kinder interpretation. Maybe you're not stuck. Maybe you're being asked to listen more closely, or maybe the block isn't saying stop forever. Maybe it's saying not like this, not from this place, not at this pace. And when you start relating to your block with curiosity instead of frustration, something really interesting happens. The pressure eases and the self-judgment softens and space opens up for a different kind of clarity. The kind that doesn't come from forcing answers, but from letting them arrive when you're ready to receive them. All right, romanticy lovers, you're going to want to listen to this because the epic conclusion to the viral Book Talk Romanticy series is finally here. Dawn of Chaos and Fury by Melissa K. Rorick. And this finale absolutely delivers. I picked it up over the weekend and was completely pulled into the chaos. It moves fast and hits hard emotionally, especially as the heroine navigates her anxiety and depression and in such a real real way, real and grounded way. And if you love fae and dragons, vampires, witches, shifters, and the children of gods, plus that Crescent City style blend of magic and modern technology, then this world will be your next obsession. It feels like ours with smartphones and cars, but woven with everyday wild magic. And so this is book 4 of the Legacy series. So it's not the place to start, but all 4 books are on sale now, and the full set makes an amazing gift for anyone who devours book talk romantasy favorites, deep world building, and tropes like fated mates, morally gray characters, meddling gods, and high emotional stakes. You can find Dawn of Chaos and Fury by Melissa K. Rorick wherever books are sold in print and in ebook. Okay, so for this part, there's nothing that you need to do perfectly. You don't need a journal, although you are also welcome to grab one if that feels nice. And you also don't need a candle unless you already have one lit and it's nearby, or you just feel like it and you're feeling a little dramatic in the best way, of course. And also, you don't need to sit cross-legged or close your eyes or have a breakthrough. You can be just where you are. If you're driving, obviously keep your eyes open, right? If you're walking, well, keep walking. If you're folding laundry, congratulations, you're multitasking at an elite level. And that's my favorite thing to do while folding laundry is listen to podcasts. So, yeah, anyway, this is just a moment to check in. So let's start gently. Take a breath, nothing fancy, and just bring to mind one thing in your life that feels blocked or paused, or a little sticky right now. Not the biggest thing, not the most dramatic thing, just the first thing that comes up. And if nothing comes up, that's okay too. Sometimes the answer is, I don't know, and that counts, honestly. Now, instead of trying to solve it, imagine you're just sitting across from it, like it's a presence, not scary presence, not an ominous one, it's just there. And you don't have to name it. You don't have to give it a personality. We're keeping this low pressure and just notice what it feels like to acknowledge it without pushing it away. And from that place, you might gently ask, what are you interrupting right now? Not in a judgmental way, just curious. Then answer another question. What might you be protecting me from? Again, no right answers here. Maybe the answer surprises you. And then one more, and this one can be uncomfortable, so take it slow. If I stopped fighting you, who might I become? Who might I become? If I stopped fighting you, who might I become? Not tomorrow, not all at once, just over time. Sometimes this is where the fear shows up, or the tenderness, or the grief for a version of yourself that's ready to be released, but not quite ready to go. If you notice any of that, just let it be there. You don't need to analyze it. Awareness is enough. And if your mind wandered during this, or if you started thinking about dinner or an email you forgot to send, that is honestly okay too. Just gently come back. Take one more deep breath in. Deep, deep inhale. And when you are ready and holding it at the top, feel free to exhale and release and notice if anything shifted, even slightly, in how you feel toward this block. Maybe it softened. Maybe it stayed the same. Maybe you just feel a little less tense around it. All of that is valid. And this isn't about extracting wisdom or turning insight into action steps. No, it's about changing the relationship you have with what's present in your life. And that alone can change more than we realize. So here's the part where I gently remind you that you don't need to do anything with what came up, right? You don't need to make a decision today. You obviously don't need to have a conversation right now or change your routine or your job, your relationship, your personality. No, this is not an emergency. And sometimes we have a moment of insight and immediately turn it into a to-do list. Like, oh, great, great. Now I need to act on this immediately before the feeling disappears. But insight doesn't evaporate that easily, okay? When something is true, it has a way of staying with you and staying with you quietly or patiently until you're ready to meet it again. So instead of asking, okay, what should I do about this? I want to offer a gentler question to carry with you this week. Maybe ask, how can I be a little kinder to this part of me? You know, it's not indulgent, it's not avoidant as well, it's just kind, right? That might look like giving yourself more time, or maybe resting without justifying it, or saying no to one small thing instead of powering through. And it might simply look like not calling yourself broken when things feel slow. Because here's something important. Blocks don't usually dissolve when they're forced. They soften when they feel understood. And when you stop fighting them, they stop fighting back. And often, without you doing anything dramatic, I'd say clarity begins to return. Not as a lightning bolt, but as a quiet sense of, oh, okay, this makes a little more sense now. That's how integration tends to work, right? It's subtle, it's unglamorous, and it doesn't come with a big reveal, but it's real. So if all you take from this episode is a slightly softer stance toward yourself, well, that's enough. And if you do this and you notice that when you start getting frustrated with your pace, or maybe gently remind yourself that you might be in a period of transition, right? And that's enough. You're not behind, you're not failing, you're not missing something everybody else has figured out. You're listening. And that's not nothing. So as you move into the rest of your week, I want to leave you with one small idea. And maybe the block isn't in your way. Maybe it's walking with you. Not to rush you and not to test you, but to help you move forward in a way that actually fits who you're becoming and in a way that you may not see yet, but it will all make sense. It will. And you don't have to agree with that now. Maybe you'll see it in time. Just holding it as a possibility can soften the pressure that we put on ourselves to always be clear, right? Always be certain. Always be moving. So if this episode met you in a tender place, then please be gentle with yourself. Drink some water, take a walk if you can, and let things be a little unfinished. It's okay. And if nothing resonated, well, that's okay too. That's information for you. And sometimes these conversations, well, they plant a seed at first, and it doesn't make sense until later, until we need it. And maybe you'll want to come back to this episode to make more sense of it. Anyway, thank you for spending part of your Monday, your day with me, and for listening, and for being willing to sit with the in-between instead of rushing past it. You're not behind and you're not broken. And you're allowed to take this at your own pace, obviously. And if this resonated with you, feel free to let me know on Instagram or Substack. My username is @RaquelMantra, RaquelMantra. And as you know, as I shared for many of you who might have listened to last week's episode, I'm easing into the new year. So I'm not super quick right now in the DMs. I'm easing in. I'm being gentle. I have my social media goals, my podcast goals, a ton of goals. I do want to do multiple episodes a week at some point again, but it's an ease in. I'm in a season of being more gentle with myself. Hence why I wanted to share this gentle reflection, and hopefully it may resonate with many of you. And so if you're in that season as well, let me know. Also, let me know what days you think are best for the podcast. I'm just curious. Anyway, with that said, sending you so much love. Thank you so much for listening. And of course, obviously, thank you for your magic.